Day 23. Away the sighting team. Away. Psalm 91, 9 through 11. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Commonplace on board the Kennedy is the statement blaring from the ship's speakers,
"Away the sighting team, away!"
We were in unfriendly waters, the Adriatic Sea. Hostile contacts were commonplace. When the ship's lookout suspected that there was an unfamiliar vessel in his view, the sighting team was called. The announcement even calls the team away to a particular side of the ship. Starboard, right, or port, left. Advance warning is crucial when fighting in hostile territory. If we are mindful of the mechanism God has put in place for the believer, we will discover that God has given us angels who operate as our sighting team. If we listen, they will give us advance warning of potential danger. We are fighting a war for our soul. We face all kinds of obstacles, and they come from all sides. Our spiritual sighting teams can give us the best chance of overcoming any obstacle the enemy can send our way. Pray. Thank you for giving your angels charge for the protection of my soul. Positioned all around me, they are subtle, brave, and bold. Help me understand the way they maneuver and communicate your will. And when they tell me what to do, I'll hear, obey, and yield. Questions to consider. How do I feel about having guardian angels to guide my way? Have you ever heard but did not follow their advice? What happened? Reflection for the day. Consider the missteps divine communications have prevented you from making.